And here with a report of the debate over the weekend, the Smuckler Report with Ken Smuckler. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Jay, Antoine. Saturday night, some candidates soared to new heights, while others fell flat. Viewers across the nation glued to their TVs to watch. And what happens, Tom?
What happens?
Minnesota Timberwolves Zach LaVine takes out the Magic Aaron Gordon in the NBA slam dunk contest. You see that, Tom, launching from the foul line between the legs for the win? It was like Michael Jordan versus Dominique Wilkins circa 1988. But I digress. For the handful of folks not watching the slam dunk contest, there was a Republican debate on TV on Saturday night. So without further ado, here is the Smuck Report, Republican Debate Edition. For this debate, I set the drinking game rules like this. Anytime a candidate made a personal attack, I take a hit of the Padron sippy cup. If they call their opponent a liar or nasty, I guzzle. The first round wasn't really a round as the debate started out with the elephant in the room, the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, which was appropriate for the moment, but a real buzzkill for my game. The first 15 minutes saw every candidate tripping over themselves to praise the late justice and his conservative street cred. Now, Tom, you know my mother. She said, never say anything bad about the dead. But my mother ain't listening. It was Scalia who said that African Americans should stick to lesser colleges and universities where they will perform better. Scalia who said that the Voting Rights Act was a perpetuation of racial entitlement. Scalia who said the Constitution did not protect the innocent from being executed. And Scalia who wrote the majority opinion that today allows the purchase of military assault weapons like the ones used in Columbine and Sandy Hook. Just keeping it real time. The Smuck Report, if nothing else, is a party with a purpose. Score the first round for Trump and Rubio. Trump because he went 10 minutes without pissing anyone off, and Rubio because he cited Scalia's descent in Obergefell, which I thought was the name of one of the characters in The Lord of the Rings rather than the name for the same-sex marriage case. Round two on foreign policy begins, and Sybil, I'm parched, but not for long. Bush, who seemed to have taken his man-up pills before this debate, fired first with a line he's used before about Trump getting his foreign policy positions from TV shows. Trump responds with a jab at South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who has endorsed Bush, which elicits a round of boos from the audience, which came as no surprise to anyone. Graham is the audience's senator, anyone except for Trump, who starts throwing punches at, you guessed it, Jay Antoine, the audience, saying they're Jeb Bush donors. So get this, Sybil. You have the guy in first place attacking the guy in fifth place by attacking a guy in no place who happens to be the popular senator of the folks in the one place where this audience is from. Honestly, Sybil, I think I understand better how two black holes billions of light years away collapse into one another, causing a gravitational wave that creates a wrinkle in the time-space paradigm, than I understand Trump's debate strategy. Trump follows with a haymaker, claiming Bush's brother W got us into the Iraq war based upon a lie, knowing there were no weapons of mass destruction. He then goes to DumbCon 4 with this line to Jeb. The World Trade Center came down in your brother's reign, which I must say, Jay Antoine, is an interesting use of the term reign from the Donald, a man who lives like a king, built a casino called the Taj Mahal, and named his smucking son Baron. But I digress. By now, the sippy cup is drained, so I head for the blender when Bush calls out Trump for having the gall to disparage his mother for coming into the campaign for him. Note to Jeb, the word gall went out of the lexicon about the time we lost the term forsooth. Now I'm thinking one thing, Jay Antoine, we're going to need a bigger blender. And just when I'm about to hit the puree button, John Kasich starts talking about being positive as though he's channeling Raven Simone on how to stay positive after getting shoved off The View by Kendall Jenner. But why do I call Trump's World Trade Center attack on Bush DumbCon 4, Tom? Because the Republican playbook has always placed the blame for 9/11 not on W, but on Bill Clinton. It's like Trump didn't get the memo. But round two on foreign affairs goes to Ted Cruz because he knows the parties in the Arab conflict better than Bernie Sanders knows the Communist Manifesto. I mean, really, I thought when Cruz mentioned the Kurdish fighting force Peshmerga, Donald Trump was thinking to himself that he ordered that with the chicken vindaloo the last time he was at his favorite Indian restaurant. Round three on the economy was a total bore. Worse, nobody went negative, which of course meant a dry spell. But after round two, that was probably a good thing. Then Sybil came round four on immigration, and oh boy, My cup runneth over. Trump and Rubio play nice, but this is the opening Cruz was waiting for, and he pounces. He says Rubio went on Univision in Spanish to support amnesty, to which Rubio responds, how could Cruz know what he said, as Cruz doesn't even speak Spanish? To which Cruz responds by yelling at Rubio in Spanish. Marco, si quieres, ahora el mismo, díselo ahora, en español, si quieres, which means, well, Sybil, I have no smucking idea what that means, but I am pretty sure it was an attack, so I fired up the blender thinking that we would finally be coasting into closing remarks. But no way, Jose Cuervo. Cruz was just getting warmed up. The question comes to Cruz on a president's being flexible in their positions. He starts this way. I like Donald. He is an amazing entertainer. Donald, who always loves a compliment, even if it comes from Vladimir Putin, responds, thank you very much. You would think these guys are going down the kinder, gentler Kasich path. But then Cruz throws the groinectomy and says, right now, today, Donald Trump supports federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which in a Republican primary is like saying you want to federally fund the Black Panthers. Trump now can't help himself. He says to Cruz, you're the single biggest liar. You're probably bigger than Jeb Bush. You're the single biggest liar. This guy lied about Ben Carson, and now robocalls in South Carolina lie about me. This guy is a nasty guy, a nasty guy. Then Cruz finishes Trump up with this. Donald Trump has this weird pattern. When you confront Donald on his own record, he screams, liar, liar, liar. Now, remember the drinking rules of this game, Jay Antoine. That was three liars, two nasties, and three more liars. I could barely come up for air. So here's my takeaway as best I can remember. Losers, Carson and Kasich. The moderators identified Carson as a retired neurosurgeon. They should have just called him a tired neurosurgeon. Or better yet, just tired. Kasich is a nice guy, but in this cluster smuck, nice guys finish last. Rubio was a push. It was like watching Pinocchio in that science, in that scene where the boy puppet wakes up without strength and says, I am a boy. I'm a real boy. Rubio showed he learned the lesson of the Christie Smackdown and performed like a humanoid, which is an improvement, but that's a pretty low bar. The winner's Bush, Cruz, and Trump. Bush finally put on his big boy pants and came to fight. Cruz was surgical in his attack, taking on Rubio on amnesty and Trump on Planned Parenthood. And Trump says what he wants when he wants. Nothing he says so far has hurt him, so he doesn't give a smuck. And that works for now. And that's the Smuck Report from South Carolina, where Monday got listeners. As always, there's a fine line between trickery and shiggity. And where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS. Saturday, the Dems in Nevada. Republicans in South Carolina. Look for Jeb Bush to keep going after the Donald like Iggy Azalea on Eminem. Smuck off, smuck out.
Drop the mic.
Wow.